This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It left 6 people dead in 5 states, but what was Hurricane Isis is very much weakened now and has moved on to Quebec, where it's dumping a lot of rain. Here in the U.S., it spawned tornadoes and caused fires and floods after making landfall in North Carolina as a hurricane. Callie Edwards is with the American Red Cross. She's been looking at the damage in Windsor, North Carolina.
As we were driving through what roads that we could get through, there was a number of power lines down, trees down. We saw some roofs blown off of homes. We saw what appeared to be a deck in the backyard against trees. There is all types of damage that we've seen.
She says they made sure that the shelters they set up kept evacuees safe, not just from the storm, but from the coronavirus pandemic. There's a sobering development on that front, says our Sagar Magani.
There are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections in America, and with more than 60,000 new cases per day, the nation may hit 5 million over the weekend. More than 155,000 Americans have died, and President Trump tells Fox Business Network, we're going to lose more. He's been touting what he calls a great job by his administration in handling the pandemic and says the U.S. is coming back. But an AP analysis shows the average number of COVID-19 deaths per day the past 2 weeks is up by nearly 300. Cases are rising in 26 states, deaths in 35 states. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many countries around the world are sending help to Lebanon after that massive warehouse explosion in Beirut that killed at least 100 people. There's word that ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse there caught fire and exploded. This is AP News. Our Charles de Ledesma has more now on the explosion in Beirut.
Cars drive through a debris-covered street following the massive blast. Windows and doors were blown out of buildings for miles around. The cause of the blast is not immediately known, but initial reports suggest a fire had detonated at a warehouse in the port. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And here's some good news. British scientists say they've confirmed there are more emperor penguin colonies in Antarctica than previously thought. How do they know this? Evidence of bird droppings spotted from space. Scientists used images from Europe's Sentinel-2 satellite mission to look for smudges on the ice that indicated large amounts of, well, penguin poop. Emperor penguins are vulnerable to the loss of sea ice predicted to occur because of man-made global warming. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.